Every cowboy needs a cowboy hat. There are plenty of places you can buy a hat, but this small shop in West Texas has quite a story. The man who operates it has customers from other continents who know the value of his work. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of grain to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
John Davis admits he got into this business a bit by accident.
Essentially, I was kind of in between jobs, and this business needed another hat maker and was willing to train.
John was just an employee at the time. The owner eventually moved the business to Houston, but John got a chance to purchase Olympia Creek hats and brought it back here to Fort Davis, Texas, in the Big Bend region of the state.
These truly are handmade, and everything in the hats made here in the United States. We take our time. It's kind of like the difference between a factory-made saddle and a handmade saddle.
And with the extra time comes some qualities you won't find in many hats you can just purchase off the shelf somewhere.
First and foremost is I don't put any powders or cosmetics on them. They're as natural as I can make them. And then just the time and effort that goes into it, you're trying to increase the density of the material to make a better quality hat and to get a finer finish.
John creates cowboy hats the old way, which is a good way. But that process is far different than what you'd find in a factory. Just listen to John's answer when I ask him how long it takes to make a hat.
Everyone's a little bit different. It's kind of like starting a cult. Every one of them are just a little bit different. And just because you did this today doesn't mean you can do that tomorrow to the next step, you know?
John says it's not only time and craftsmanship, but also the materials with which you work that make a difference.
I only make 100% beaver or a beaver blend of half rabbit and half beaver. And those qualities, they'll hold up and last. I can stand behind them.
As you can tell, John is making special hats, and he's become quite well known for what he creates. So who is buying these hats? The answer, next time, as we travel the countryside, Fort Davis, Texas. I'm Andrew McRae.